Hello and welcome to Camera Central Podcast. We're at the Wales and West Photography Show, of course, today, and I'm joined by Mike Will. And we've just come off of your workshop, which I think actually ran really well. I think everyone was really excited by it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We did a car photography workshop downstairs, did a talk earlier, so I'm pretty tired, but it's been amazing to be here. And Wales is actually where my photography journey started, which I'm sure we'll touch on a little bit.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I watched it pretty much your entire, like, because I've been doing all the content for the show, I've been like literally all over the place pretty much constantly, right? And I think you're the only workshop that I actually managed to sit down and just like watch in its entirety, which
amazing.
Is really great. Really enjoyed it. And of course, you did mention the fact that you actually bought your first camera from Camera Centre, which
I did.
Is the same for a lot of people, but yeah, if you want to talk
Yeah,
about.
So I lived in Cardiff at the time. I was actually playing ice hockey for the Cardiff Devils, which was my first kind of introduction into the store when I was living down here. And I went in and I said, I like night photography, but I'm not really sure what to buy. And someone recommended that Sony was kind of this new, it was just as mirrorless was becoming a thing. I bought an A7 II with a 35mm 2.8, which was my first ever camera.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, kind of things just exponentially grew from there. I then bought a 14mm Samyang from you guys, which I didn't actually mention there earlier.
Those two lenses are kind of like the great kind of like start off lenses for people that want to really get into photography, because you always get that nice low aperture, nice great in low light situations. And the 14 is also an excellent one. I remember because you know Gav Sutton as well, don't you?
Yeah,
from a long time ago. It was something that he bought as well, the Samyang 14mm. Absolutely excellent, like piece of glass from back in the day.
Yeah, so that was an important like step for me. And then things just exponentially grew. And kind of then my kind of creative career started and blossomed from moving then closer to London and then having the opportunities in central London that it obviously brings. When you are in London, there's mad opportunities there.
Yeah.
And suddenly, here we are back in Wales, but it's amazing to see what you guys are doing here. And it's great that kind of like you guys are now building kind of a community here and giving opportunity some good deals. Yeah. I actually bought something today. We're not going to mention what it is though.
No. Secret. Maybe a review coming soon, I don't know. But no, you know, well, that part's up to you. But really, I think anybody's kind of photography career really starts somewhere, and it very much starts either with a phone or a camera these days. And it's really nice to see that kind of like progression and journey there for you. And of course, you know, you kind of do a bunch of really crazy stuff these days. Like, what's your actual schedule this week? You're going around the world in 24 hours.
So we had obviously Wales right now, and then tomorrow I go back to London, unpack, repack, and then head to Paris Monday morning for a shoot with Sony Music, and then that's shooting on Tuesday or Monday night, Tuesday all day until 5 a.m. Then we get back to the hotel, sleep for a little bit, and then have a midday train back to London. And then I'll change bags again, and then I head to Glastonbury Festival on the Thursday, so then I have Thursday to Saturday there. Sunday I'll head back to do the edits, get all that content done for the DJs that I'm shooting there, and then Monday I have a bunch of meetings, and then Tuesday I start my next campaign for another brand.
So back
to back, but it's enjoyable.
It's one of those things. So what would be one piece of advice that you would give to people looking to get into a creative career and, you know, and everything, you know? What would be something you would tell them to do?
I mean, it depends what direction they want to go in. But I really feel that like there's endless opportunities. And so whatever they do want to do, like don't think that you can't because you feel it's oversaturated. Don't feel that you can't be a YouTuber. Don't feel you can't be on Instagram. Don't feel you can't be on TikTok. Like they're all great platforms to do it. And equally, if you don't like social media, also don't feel like you're not going to make it because you can. There's still so many avenues to go down. And maybe you're creating content for other people versus yourself. I would say that you can do it, whatever it is you want to do.
It's all about having the drive, the ambition, and you know, just having fun at the end of the day, because it's always got to be about that, really.
And I also think you've mentioned a really good point in there, is that you have to do it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
So I started photography because I just loved it, and it was something for me to do away from my job, which was at the time playing ice hockey. So I just needed something in the evenings to get away from the stresses and the pressure of playing and practice every day, to then do something outside of it and make me relaxed. And I did it because of that. And at the time, it wasn't actually a job to be an Instagrammer at the time.
No, it was
like something a bit, this is 2016 time. So
However,
it's progressed. And people, I think, getting into it for the reasons of, I want to do this to get paid, which obviously might happen in the long run, but you've got to be in it for the long run.
Yeah.
You cannot just be expecting results overnight. You can't expect growth overnight. and you can't expect like rewards financially.
It's a marathon, it's not a sprint.
I mean, 100%.
That saying gets said quite a lot, obviously, but it's something which, you know, I very much believe in and everything like that. That's something else that's crazy as well. You're actually a Cardiff Devils player, is it? Cardiff Devils?
So I used to, that was how it all started. Which we mentioned earlier, is like that's how I was in Cardiff, and that was the reason that I was then doing that. So.
And then, you know, the world's your oyster, and it's been
Mood
really
transition.
Nice to see kind of like how well everything has progressed for you. And I know particularly Terry and the boys, Nick and Terry and the boys are particularly proud of kind of like where you've come. And that's a big part of it. I mean, big customers that come here and end up making a success of themselves, we're just super proud of overall. It's nice to see that progression over time. And, you know, I've had my fair share of career outside of Camera Center and then coming back, of course, you know, it's just part of the journey, man. Everything's part of the journey.
Without that initial... had I not picked Sony, I wouldn't be where I am today. So that very much sculpted the direction that I went into and has been a part of obviously the success. So to the Camera Center UK guys, it's always, I'm always appreciate the...
It's been awesome, man.
Always appreciate them.
Really awesome workshop, really awesome talks. Anything in particular that you enjoyed at the show that you looked at? Of course, you ended up buying something. But,
I just think it was nice to see, obviously. It was small enough that sometimes when you go to a big one, it's a little bit overwhelming at times. So I could get around it in a nice time.
Do
it. So I managed to come in, say some hellos, which was great, obviously, to see people from this side of the country as well, down in like Bristol, Bath, and then some friends from Wales came across as well to support, which was really nice. Cool. And then obviously, great to see some of the brands here, chat to them.
For sure.
And then it was really nice to get the response, especially after the talk I did earlier today. It was nice to hear like the stories afterwards and just like the people appreciate it and how like inspired they are to go out and chase that dream.
Yeah,
and they didn't realize, like obviously people realize there's opportunity, but when you're in person and you speak about it to someone, they have way more likelihood of going and doing it. So hopefully, people have done that today.
I mean, it's again, like every kind of like interaction ends up helping someone in some sort of way, butterfly effect and all that. But I understand you are a very busy man, of course. Thank you for allowing us to have this quick conversation. Great getting into the day. I just can't believe it's all over now.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. Well, next year, I guess.
Next year. So make sure you guys come back next year.
Already starting on
If you've enjoyed this, please like, follow, subscribe. If you want to see more, put down comments in down below. I'll make sure the questions get passed over. And been awesome. Again, thank you for showing up.
Thank you so
much.
And
hopefully appreciate see you again next year for next year's 2025. Let's do it.
I'm sure we will.
Cool. Wales West Motor!